You're listening to CKUT broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. There's a new update in the legal battle surrounding the Royal Vic redevelopment project. On Monday, Quebec Superior Court Justice Gregory Moore ruled in favor of the Mohawk Mothers. In October, they requested a safeguard order that will affect how that redevelopment work is taking place. So Justice Moore isn't going to be stopping drilling and excavation at the Royal Victoria Hospital, which is what the Mohawk Mothers initially requested. But he is ordering McGill and the Quebec Infrastructure Society to reinstate an expert panel of archaeologists that were overseeing discoveries at the site until McGill disbanded them over the summer. McGill has always claimed it was abiding by the settlement agreement and going forward with future discoveries in line with the panel's previous recommendations. Now, Justice Moore has ruled against that interpretation and says McGill needs to reinstate that panel as discoveries continue to happen at the hospital site. On Tuesday, I spoke with Philippe Blouin, an anthropology doctoral student who's been accompanying the Mohawk Mothers through this legal battle. Here's our conversation. Well, thanks for chatting with me. We have a big decision coming in yesterday from Justice Gregory Moore, who's ordering McGill and the Quebec Infrastructure Society, or SQI, to reinstate the expert panel that they had canceled in the summer. This is a victory for the Mohawk Mothers after their second court date. Can you tell me more about what exactly they were arguing for?
Yes, actually, it was about all the hurdles that the Mohawk Mothers had been facing since the settlement agreement was signed last April. These hurdles had to do with problems of communication, for instance, contracts being signed with service providers and with archaeologists without them being reviewed by the Mohawk Mothers. Also, on certain points, McGill and the Société québécoise d'infrastructure, the SQI, who are responsible for the construction site at the for the new Vic project. They had not been following some of the recommendations of the expert panel of archaeologists, and in fact, they had fired the expert panel in early August. And so that's the decision that Justice Moore, in his interpretation of the settlement agreement, he agreed with the Mohawk Mothers' view that there was no end date to the panel's implication to oversee on an ongoing basis how the archaeology is done on the mountain.
Yeah, so you're saying that this was a panel not to do the work themselves of, you know, ground-penetrating radar or sniffer dogs or any of these technologies we saw at the Royal Victoria Hospital site to check if there were human remains, but instead to oversee that work and to make sure that it was done well. Can you tell me more about why that role of this expert oversight was such an important part of the settlement agreement that Justice Moore decided in favor of the Mohawk Mothers in this case?
Yes, actually, it's because, it was the main purpose of the settlement agreement. After months of negotiation that followed the injunction that was obtained last year on October 7th, 2022, it was the spirit of the agreement to have an independent and impartial panel composed of experts who work specifically on searching for unmarked graves and were mindful of the protocol to be respectful to the community and to indigenous protocols related to burial sites, and who actually know what are the best techniques to use and how to implement them. The problem is that the McGill and SQI, at some point in August, decided to themselves manage the service providers who were executing the techniques, ground penetrating radar, and the actual archaeological excavations on the site. And they made it that these service providers were under non-disclosure agreements with them. And there wasn't any third party. They were directly hired by McGill and SQI. So Mohawk mothers were completely pushed aside since last August. So Justice Moore's judgment now acknowledges that the spirit of the agreement was to rely on an independent panel composed of experts, that they are the best placed to determine the course of action on an ongoing basis as well, because things change on the ground. A discovery can lead to other discoveries. And so it's also the spirit of this notion of allowing experts that were jointly selected, these three experts in the panel by all the parties, was also to make sure that the results of the investigation would be trusted by the community, that they're done by people who are not in conflict of interest. So yeah, that was the spirit that Justice Moore acknowledged in his judgment.
So this is the second court date for the Mohawk mothers, or Gunnison Sara, this fall. We saw the first one back in September. That was a request for an injunction to halt drilling that was denied. This second court date took place end of October. We're just now hearing the results towards the end of November. It's been a long struggle. How are they feeling right now? What's the mood like among the Mohawk mothers upon hearing this news?
Well, very, very happy and reassured. This was a cause of great stress amongst the Gunnison Sara and Indigenous community members because of the way that the investigation was being done. There was barely any information that filtrated through the searches, and it tended to be conflictual, and there was hardships, emotional stress that now hopefully will be resolved, because these experts on the panel are people that can be trusted for the work that they're doing elsewhere in Indian residential schools throughout Canada. So it's a time for celebration, really, I'd say, with the Mohawk mothers, and great relief that this work that they've done without any legal representation. It's important to mention they have no lawyers, and they're facing very big institutions, McGill, Quebec, Canada, and the city of Montreal. So with many resources that are on the other side, but the Mohawk mothers managed with their little team to put forth their own information and their own understanding, and they're really happy that that the judge understood what was going on.
All right. Well, Philippe Blouin, thank you so much for speaking to me.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice day.
When reached for comment on Tuesday, McGill didn't have much of a statement yet. They said they'll study the decision and its implications and will provide an update in due course. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.